Good morning, and welcome to Morning Meditation for Women. I'm Katie Kremitzos. I'm the creator of the Women's Meditation Network and your guide here. I am so honored that you took the time to be here with me today. This episode is made possible thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. And after a message from them, we'll begin today's episode. If you'd like to listen ad-free, become a premium member by following the link in the show notes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey Mama, as we spend some extra time celebrating you this month, I want to make sure that you know that we have an entire podcast on the Women's Meditation Network dedicated to you. It's called Meditation for Moms, and it's available on your favorite podcast player right now. We even have a special Mother's Day series with daily meditations specifically designed for you, for the mama during all of her mothering seasons, beginning on May 6th and ending with a very special Mother's Day meditation on May 12th. So follow Meditation for Moms now, everywhere you get your podcasts. If this were the last good night you'd whisper, would you choose to say something more? If this were the last day you would work, would you feel fulfilled anymore? If this were the last kiss that you gave to that special someone you love, would you pause a bit longer to appreciate the touch and honor your special beloved? If this were the last step you could take, would you wish you had taken more walks?
if this were the last call that was made? Would you wish you'd attempted more talks? The movement and doing we make, all of the drama and stress, blinds us to the truth that any day could be our final and our last. So let this be a gentle, loving nudge to hold your life sacred each day. To honor yourself and all others too. And live before this all goes away. Breathe in deeply and bring your attention in. Feel grateful for the life that it brings. Notice your heartbeat and the rhythm it gives. It almost sounds like it sings. Let those thoughts play and paint in your mind. The blessings that surround you right now. The hugs and the kisses. The challenges and misses. The opportunity to live life full out. If this were your last day on this earth, I know there are things you would change. You'd want more depth, more love, and more laughs. More moments to play and engage. So breathe out the noise that tells you the script of what success looks like for you. You already have an incredible life. And tomorrow, you'll create something new. If this were the last time that you heard. You're loved and whole and divine. I hope it fills you and softens your heart and honors your special design. Breathe in deeply and bring your attention in. Feel grateful for the light that it brings. Notice your heart beat and the rhythm it gives. You know now that it sings. Sweet dreams, beautiful.